Hopefully the audio won't fuck up.
What?
What's happening?
Nelson, put his headset back on. We're playing Star Wars. He needs a Star Wars.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear it fall off.
He needs a Star Wars Mickey Mouse ears.
I don't even know if he's on
camera.
Yeah, I don't even know.
He probably isn't.
Give the Mickey Mouse ears to Izzo. He needs the
Mickey Mouse ears. No,
welcome to a very special podcast. Not really special at all. We're just playing
It's special because I'm back.
Yeah, he is back. You've been gone for 2 weeks, haven't you?
Yeah, I was like, it feels like you haven't been here in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while, but
40 players? Good God.
Yes.
Have fun with that.
Let's go.
Let's get in this. Yeah, we're playing Star Wars Battlefront 2. As many of you from the website know, from EA... actually, you know what? Because this is EA Access, I wonder if we'll be able to find a game. joining game, cool. Week early, EA Access, get to play the game early on the Xbox One. X! Project Scorpio Edition.
So do we do this every time we talk about the Xbox
X? Yeah.
Well, not 3X, because that's a porno.
Well, I'll do DX, I'll be up high.
Alright, I don't know what that means.
I'll be Shawn Michaels on the hip.
I'll be like, X, go and give it to
there
me.
There you go.
Yeah. So all the X's are different spot.
Wait, what?
Is that part of the game?
I don't know,
but I'm loving
the
refresh.
Or is there something going
on
with the... Or is there something going on... Is it because we're doing game cap?
I don't know.
Maybe.
They're like, we don't want you to do game cap!
Oh,
maybe it's because we are not in the best HDMI port.
We are in the best HDMI port.
I don't believe you.
I've already looked it up.
Well, this might look fucked up to people.
Oh, it is.
Well, it looks bad to us too, so don't feel bad.
Oh, there we go.
Oh. I guess. Right. I guess.
Man, I have not played Battlefront in forever.
This looks really cool. He looks really cool.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Players needed 19. Damn.
So it's gonna be a minute.
Yeah. Which might be a whole lot of loading for you guys.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to play like I don't play like the story mode because I want to hear what's going on in the story mode.
Right.
But plus, that's hard to do without being able to hear it.
Yeah. So I might. But if we don't find enough players for enough games, we might have to switch to that. Just so there's actual gameplay footage for people to watch. As we play this, so Izzo, you're back.
Yes.
So you got to see Thor Ragnarok. We talked about that last week. Why don't you give us your opinion on that fucking masterpiece of a film?
Seriously. I'm gonna go and say that it is the best Thor movie I have seen.
Definitely, I'll agree. In fact, I told Nelson I gotta watch it again. But walking out of the theater when we saw it, I would put it in my top three Marvel films.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like I said, I gotta watch it again to really give it its placing.
Yeah.
Because because like you walk out of a movie that you like, you're like, oh, it's great.
Yeah, you're jazzed.
Right.
You're
jazzed.
Right.
It's hard.
Felt that.
Yeah.
I felt that walking out of Thor Ragnarok.
Because it was so much fun. It was just a fun movie.
It was fun, but you know what I really liked about the movie was it took a completely different direction from the first two. I mean, like the humor in it was. I mean, for some people. Some people commented that it was too much. For me, it was perfect.
Yeah.
But what we also saw was we saw character development within the same exact movie. It wasn't rushed like Batman vs. Superman. It was...
Whoa. There was character development?
I was going to say the same thing.
I guess what I'm more or less referencing
is... It had to save Martha.
True. What I'm more or less referencing is...
I'm going to quit this and try to find
it. It wasn't a whole bunch, like, just jumbled into one movie. It was it was methodically laid out. And you didn't feel like, you know, there were, you know, slow parts in the movie. Like, it just kept its pace, kept going.
Yeah.
It was funny. Like, I mean, incredibly funny. I mean, it was a good movie. I mean, I really enjoyed it. And, you know, honestly, like, if they come out with another Thor... And it, you know, has the same, you know, feel to it, then I'm definitely going to see it. I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. Not going to see it again in theaters because I'm cheap and I'm just going to wait till the 4K, you know, comes out. But, like, if somebody was like, you want to see Thor again? I might ask my girlfriend for, like, $20. And if you know, I might ask her to come with me so she can pay for my ticket, too. It was a great movie.
Hey, the woman
really
can pay, too. We're equal opportunity.
Equal opportunity.
Yes.
Actually, you know, so she did pay for my ticket because we flew out to California last week for a wedding. And that was kind of her, you know, thank you for coming all the way across the country to see my girlfriend get married. And I was like, okay, well, we're going to see Thor. And we're going to keep moving. Yeah. So, thanks, babe.
We're going to enjoy it.
So, what did you... it was an awesome movie. I really enjoyed it.
What did you think about The Rock guy?
Korg.
You know, honestly, like, he was a bit annoying.
See, like, I found him funny and annoying. Yeah, like, certain parts he was funny. Yeah. And I when he was yelling at Loki's hologram, that's great.
That was hilarious.
I enjoyed him. I just flat out enjoyed him. I thought he was funny. Because he reminded me, and it's probably because...
was the director, Taika Waititi.
Yeah, he reminded me of Flight of the Conchords, and that might have been because didn't Taika Waititi do Flight of the Conchords?
I know he was involved with it. Mm-hmm. I don't know the extent of his involvement, but I know he's friends with those two guys.
Yeah, and it kind of showed, because it felt like something that would have been in Flight of the Conchords.
Right. Stupid fucking droid.
But the ending with the Rock guy was hilarious.
Hey, what's up? We're going on this thing. You want to come with us?
Well, no, so he was like, oh, Meek's dead. I accidentally stepped on him.
Oh, he's still alive.
I was done after that. I was like, you know what?
The only part of him I didn't like is when, like, whatchamacallit.
Oh, this looks beautiful, by the way.
Oh, it does. Oh, he's got a shit. I'm dead already.
Well, it's because you're a shitty droid.
I know. The only part I didn't like was when Asgard blew up, and he was like, oh, as long as the foundation's all right. Because my problem with that is that's supposed to be like a dramatic moment.
And that took away from it.
Yeah, it takes away from the dramatic
moment. At the same time, though, I still laughed at that.
Yeah, I laughed too, but like, like looking back, it's like
that probably could have...
We didn't need a joke there.
Yeah, we could have done with that. Yeah. I agree, we could have done without it, but I still laughed at it. I probably will still laugh at that joke.
Oh yeah, it's not like it's not funny.
Yeah, it's just we could have done without it. Yeah, I agree.
We could have let that moment sink in a little bit.
Yeah,
God, but funniest part for me, a part that I shouldn't have laughed at, but I died. When Banner jumps out of the ship,
splat. He's
like, soon you'll know, and then like all this is happening, and then all of a sudden you hear
it was an unexpected callback to
the Incredible Hulk.
But I thought that would actually happen. I was like, he's not gonna turn anytime soon. So yeah,
I got a kill.
Well, I thought it was a nice little like.
Two kills.
Even if it was unintentional, I thought it was a nice callback to the...
Oh, I think that was perfect. I think it was supposed to be a callback.
I'm pretty sure
the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, because he did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, because like right before he fought the Abomination in the Incredible Hulk, he's like mid-air, he's like, and then he realized, oh shit, I'm not turning. And then he just makes a dent in the asphalt.
Yeah. But I fucking love it how he bounced.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that I would imagine the Bifrost is harder than freaking regular ass, like,
concrete.
Tar.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. He didn't make it.
That was hilarious.
He looked like...
And everything just, like, stops.
Yeah.
Like,
everyone just stops and looks.
And the dog's just, like, kind of, like, you know, playing with him. Yeah. You know.
I did like...
That was hilarious.
I did like Carl Urban's redemption. I don't want to spoil it. But... I liked it because I actually didn't see that coming.
For me, I thought it was predictable because of the questions that were asked about ambition.
Yeah.
It's like,
blowing my grenade.
Well, I mean, if I had thought back to that, it probably would have been obvious to me, but I had forgotten about that at that point. Okay. So when he popped out for his redemption, I was like, oh, yeah.
It's always nice to see Carl Urban dual-wield machine guns.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
Yeah,
it was pretty hilarious.
Bless God. great. If you haven't seen it, do yourself a favor and go see it. Yeah, seriously.
How did you feel about Kate Blanchett?
Fat.
Yeah,
fat.
That is the consensus. So I couldn't take my eyes off her whenever she was on screen.
So I don't know.
So speaking of that, though,
she kind
of
had that like. Well, not to interrupt, but if we look at. Was it Charlize Theron that did Power Rangers? Rita?
No, that was
what was it?
Elizabeth Banks.
Elizabeth. Okay, so she kind of had that, like, dark, like, mild hobo look to her. Kind of like, you know, she's kind of, she looks hot, but maybe we need to clean her up a little bit, you know, before, you know, Fap City is in full effect. You know what I mean?
No, I like the weirdness about her.
I don't know. Like, well, I guess what I didn't like about it was the whole, like, switching from long hair, because I thought that was kind of dope, to, like, the whole Medusa thing. It's like, can we just keep the long hair? I mean, you know, whatever. But I mean, like, yeah, she looked dope. I mean, like, yeah. You know.
But speaking of that, so Lindsay, who was supposed to be on the podcast with us tonight, if y'all remember Lindsay from... She's been on a few podcasts.
Who can forget Lindsay?
She was supposed to be on the podcast tonight, but her being Miss Army Woman hurt herself in PT, so she can't make it tonight. But she's going to cosplay as Hella.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so okay. I think she was implying that, like, maybe, like, Awesome Con, she goes as Hella and I'll be Thor.
New Thor or old Thor?
Well, I'm not cutting my hair because my hair is not long because of Thor. My hair is long because I like it long. I killed him, though. He killed me, but I got him. Yep. I don't like being the officer. I'm going to go switch back to being heavy, like having a big machine gun. No, I might get the new costume, like that he rocked at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Because I do need a new costume. My Thor costume is...
It hasn't gotten much life left.
No, just because of the bulk, Nelson and I had to take the sleeves off.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like, I'm rocking just, like, the guns. Ooh, I got an achievement.
Oh, by
Ooh,
the way.
Ooh, a rare achievement.
By the way,
yeah,
how was...
the rare achievement.
How was that on the on Halloween for you?
Cold as fuck.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, I forgot to ask you about that, like, since we took the sleeves off.
Yeah, because, like, at Lindsay's Halloween party, that shit was hot as hell because, like, it doesn't breathe well.
Right.
And we were indoors, so I thought, okay,
without
sleeves,
you'd be okay.
Even though it's kind of cold on Halloween, I might be okay because, like, the chest and the legs will all be warm.
Right.
Now, my arms and hands were fucking numb by the time
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, I don't want to quit. Don't quit out. I didn't mean to do that. I think I quit. Shit.
Yes, but Thor was an awesome movie. Awesome movie. Highly recommended.
Yeah. So. It was very enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Though that meme, did you see the meme, Josh? Where it's like that the dude with the walking with the girl and he's looking back at the other girl that passed by. That meme that's been going around, but people change it up. I saw one today. It was like the guy was November. The chick he was with was
Thor
Ragnarok.
And JLA.
And the other one, JLA. I was like, no one ever said that
nah.
shit.
I
was like,
the game froze on me, actually.
No. Like, I might have let it pass if it said Star Wars. Maybe.
Maybe.
It's like right after the reboot.
But not Justice League.
So when does Justice League drop?
Next Friday.
And I don't want it to suck. But I'm probably going to go see it. And
I mean, it'll do numbers because people will go out to see it.
I mean, it'll do numbers, but that doesn't mean I'm going to like the movie.
Well, no. What I'm saying is, at the end of the day, I mean, it will still do numbers. Now, how well will it be? I mean, I don't know. But what Warner Brothers did with, you know, Justice League, I mean, I think they have a better chance because they put out a decently good movie with Wonder Woman. You know what I mean? I mean, and that broke records. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people are gonna go into this with the mindset that if Wonder Woman was this good, I have a different opinion of it. Then Justice League should be just as good, if not better. But I don't know.
It's hard to say. Yeah, we only have to wait and see.
Yeah.
And we only have like a week to wait and see.
Right.
At least.
Yeah.
But. I hope it does. Well, I hope it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope it doesn't suck. Is
right.
what I'm trying to say.
Right.
I don't think it's gonna be better than Thor.
Oh no, I don't think it's gonna be better than Thor. But do you think that it will do better numbers compared to Thor opening weekend? Predictions.
Opening weekend? I don't think it'll be better than opening weekend.
You know, opening weekend, I think it will only because.
Don't mind me, I see something I need to check on the laptop. Go on.
He's going
to
walk right in front of the camera. Couldn't have ducked or dove.
Nope.
Dodge, dive, duck.
There are no wrenches. I don't have to dive. Okay.
I think it will do better opening weekend than Thor, just because it's Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, mm-hmm. and The Flash all coming together for the first time.
Yeah. With no build-up.
Yeah.
Zero build-up.
Let's try Galactic Assault again. Let's see if this actually
works. And you even left one out. You left out Cyborg, didn't you?
No one cares about Cyborg.
Nobody. Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Like, the only reason why...
my computer Cyborg.
Like, Cyborg was added to Justice League of America in the comics and this movie for diversity.
Yeah.
Except the character's boring as fuck.
You know,
like, I wish they would take the Cyborg from Teen Titans Go.
Because
that character is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, from Teen Titans and Teen Titans Go.
Yeah.
That's the only time I really cared about Cyborg.
Yeah, because
he was actually fun.
Because Tyler was asking me about Cyborg, because he doesn't read comics. He just watched the movies. And he's like, I don't like that character from what I've seen in the trailers. He's like, if they base it off the comic books, he's going to suck. Because he's boring as fuck as the comics.
Yeah.
But in, like, Teen Titans the cartoon, he's fun and hilarious.
Well, Tyler actually used to watch the Teen Titans cartoon, the original one, so he knows of that one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I could see why he thought it looked really boring, because compared to that one, he is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Though I didn't mind him in Justice League Doom, but he was, like, a weird hybrid at that point. Because he was just, like, he was based... It looked like he was based off the comic book, but they tried to give him a little bit of the same attitude from the cartoons,
mm-hmm.
and it was just kind of, it wasn't shitty, but it was kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, the DC, like, cartoon movies have gone downhill for me.
Yeah, ever since they started doing New 52 stuff, I haven't watched
them. Same thing as I did last time? I did for the Galactic thing, I thought.
Though I was meant to watch Assault on Arkham. I kind of want to see that new one, Batman.
Here we are. There's a lot more players in here. Okay, so it says like we're just at the same level.
Oh yeah.
Oh, so one thing is, so we're playing the EA Access trial. So for those of you who aren't familiar, EA Access gives you 10 hours for new games to try them out. So it's supposed to be the unlocked full game. There's an exception to the rule here with Star Wars Battlefront. Two is they don't give you 10 hours. They cut you off in the single player campaign at some point in the story mode, which has a lot of people, including me, thinking that you don't get, like, the story mode is not 10 hours long.
This thing might be just tacked on.
I don't think it's tacked on. Like, from what I've seen from the trailer, like, it's a full fledged, like, solo mission. But I don't think that
they didn't really make it long.
They didn't make it that long.
Well, maybe they're trying to conserve. Well, that doesn't make sense to me. But maybe they're gonna add in some DLC for DLC missions.
Kill that motherfucker!
Which?
Oh no, I'm the only droid left.
Ooh. Which, if done well, you know, with DLCs, it could be pretty good, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. That remains to be seen, though, because that's just speculation on my part.
Yeah. So if you're expecting a long campaign for this, you're probably not going to get it. But I mean, that's okay. I think most people are buying this for the multiplayer, anyways.
Right.
Yeah.
And for me, it's like with Overwatch, though. Like,
I don't.
And
need
this is
multiplayer.
Not a bad multiplayer, and I did. I felt like I got ripped off for the price I paid for Battlefront 1.
Oh, for the first one, yeah.
But I did enjoy it. I had fun playing it, but it's just like, I compare all first-person shooter games now to Overwatch.
Yeah.
And almost none of them compare.
Though, if you want the knockoff Battleborn, you can get that for $5 at 5 and
below. Oh, I just killed a motherfucker with a headshot, too. And I will get in your shield.
Oh, yeah, there was another game, Josh, that was on Xbox Live. And it straight up looks like a ripoff of Overwatch. I forgot the name of it, though. Because, like, I was watching the preview video. I was like, oh, this guy's supposed to be Reaper. This chick is supposed to be Hanzo, but a chick. This guy's oddly Tracer. And I was like, this is... What, do you guys have any shame?
We're gonna just flat out
rip off this game, this really popular game.
Well, so the thing about Overwatch is it gives you a dynamic, you know, range of characters that need each other to survive. You know,
yeah, and it's all balanced and like every it's almost like rock paper scissors. Like every character has a character that they're weak against, has a character that they're strong against. And Nelson will hear me calling it out too. It's like, hey, they got this character, Nelson. You're playing as D.Va. You need to take him out.
Yeah,
right. Because you're strong against them.
Right.
So in the same way, it's like when we actually get a full squad going, because I probably play the game more than anybody else in our group, mm-hmm. I'm the one calling those guys. Like, hey, they got this, and I'll even say like, hey, we need to switch to this, and sometimes I'll switch, or if, like the character we need, I'm not good with.
Right.
Yeah. I'll say, hey, can so and so switch to that. Because I know I'm gonna get lit up.
Yeah, you
were. Run away!
Sacrifice.
Yeah, it's like I know that I'm not good with that character. I'm gonna. Yeah. I always suck sniping, but I'm gonna try sniping anyways. So, but like I'll say, hey, can someone switch to this?
Right.
What the hell is that?
So. I wish
I played the band. Because I mean, like every time now I see a Sombra that's not not Sombra, Symmetra, no, Pharah. Three different characters. Every time I see a Pharah that's not on our team, now I'm just like, okay, I got a charger, because that's the best way to get her. And I've been charging a lot more since Josh told me that actually can kill people.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that. I use my rocket boost to fucking close the distance usually.
Right.
Or to avoid a rival D.Va's ultimate. Because I find if I fly straight up when a rival team's D.Va has their self-destruct going on,
right.
They're not going to get me. They might get everybody else, but they're not going to get me.
So is the range on that, like, it seems like it's
the range is weird. The range is dynamic. It seems like whenever I'm doing it now...
Oh, man. I can't even see that guy because of the range.
Unless I get, like, my placement perfect, I'm probably just going to waste my ultimate. But when it's the other team, they seem to kill everybody like it's nothing, and I just hear Josh screaming, "Motherfucker!"
I like these NPCs right here.
What are they doing?
He's like helping them. And we can't kill them.
No, you sure cannot.
You know, one of the things that bugs me about the prequels is if the Emperor, like, because he was controlling both sides, if you had a droid army, why would you shut them down? Like, wouldn't that help?
Well, Palpatine, I guess, wasn't really the smartest guy in the world.
He was supposed to be, though.
He was supposed to be.
Point.
But he still lost in the end.
Oh, jeez.
No, I'm going to stop sniping. I got sniped.
Yeah, by that guy. And he got sniped, too.
Good. Fuck that guy. Try being an officer. Just switch it up. I like being droids.
So, did anybody see anything else in the news this week?
Other than, like, the Xbox X coming out, which we're playing on.
Yeah.
The Scorpion Edition. There wasn't really much. I'm just trying to think of, like, anything big that happened, like...
Because, honestly, it's been, like, from what I could see whenever I got a chance to look at, like, the news and whatnot, it's been, like, Xbox X, and then whatever celebrity's going to take a fall this week.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like this.
Oh shit, Darth Maul. Is he on our side? Cool.
Ooh, man. Like this week.
I'll follow him.
Louis C.K., which is disappointing.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into that too much, just because like I feel like a lot of this is happening every week, and it's like, this is not what our podcast is about, so I don't want to get into it.
Right. I did joke with Devin, like, you know that hide your kids, hide your wife.
The Anton Dodson.
Yeah.
Meme? Yeah.
Yeah. After Devin posted about Louis C.K., I was like,
hide your comedians, hide your execs.
Yeah. Hide your comedians, hide your execs.
They're getting everybody. I saw that.
Crazy.
Yeah. Though he did release a statement today, and he owned up to it.
Yeah,
and
he owned up to it.
And like I respect him for owning up to it.
Yeah.
And his apology did seem sincere.
I can fly a plane. All right, I'll fly a plane.
But that's all I really have to say about it.
Right.
I mean, there was that Jason David Frank Jean-Claude Van Damme fight that you were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read about that, and you know the story about that, because I do know part of the story about that.
So, I'm just going to paraphrase, but essentially what happened was they're both at the same con, and I guess the promoter asked share a green room with, if JDF could share a green room with Van Damme. So JDF was like, all right, I mean, that's cool. I mean,
well, you know the history about that, right?
Well, right. So I guess they had some beef, what, like 7 years ago?
No, and, it was actually back when the
original Power Rangers. Oh, actually, 95.
Yeah, the original Power
Rangers. 95, right. So, but in 2010, JDF had actually...
he wanted to hash it out in the
octagon. Yeah, he was like, yo, come fight me.
Exactly,
but,
yeah, yeah.
But it was radio silence, so 7 years after that... Is this con? I don't remember exactly which one it was. I think it was New Mexico.
It was like La Mole or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so apparently, I don't know if it was Van Damme himself, but one of his groupies or whatever, one of his lackeys.
One of his entourage, yeah.
Yeah, he was just like, JDF, Van Damme wants to take a picture with you.
Yeah.
So JDF, you know, of course, obliges and...
it was a setup.
It was
right?
a setup. Yeah. So he walks in, and essentially all these cameras are out, and Van Damme is just kind of like, "You need to apologize to me for trying to, you know, bring me out with for this fight or whatever." And JDF was pretty much like, "Don't punk me. Like,
yeah.
Like who are like, what? Like I thought that this was the water under the bridge because Van Damme never responded.
Yeah."
So JDF thought that
he wanted to bury the hatchet.
Right,
yeah, 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 yeah.
Right. So things got a little heated. JDF pretty much checked him. Van Damme locked up like...
Did you see the picture?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Van Damme locked up like a little girl because, I mean...
Truth be told,
he can't sit there and ask a dude to come fight you.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, with Van Damme, he's... He's a movie tough guy.
Right.
Because, let's face
it. I thought he was a real kickboxer. Like, I don't...
Well, with Van Damme, he took karate, and he took gymnastics. He is not the same level as Jason David Frank. He really isn't. Right. Jason David Frank just got his 8th degree black belt.
I just got killed by Taquito. I don't point that out to everybody.
So, oh, man. Taquito. Oh, man. Right. But, yeah, Jason David Frank is... He is a far higher level.
He's a fighter. Like I mean,
yeah.
Like
now on top of MMA, he has black belts in like 5 or 6 different disciplines, and he just got his 8th degree in one of them.
Right.
So I'm like,
But for Van Damme to pretty much say,
and plus I've
heard
that he's a dick, and I've heard that
a lot of people have said that.
Yeah, I've heard
Van
that he's
Damme.
A dick.
Yeah.
And then there's that whole thing where he got knocked out by Chuck Zito.
Oh really?
In a titty bar. No less.
Oh, well, that was referenced. Actually.
Yeah, because it was funny. It was like, I remember that story, because basically what happened, from what I remember, was he got into a verbal altercation with Chuck Zito back in, like, the 90s, and then he's like, all right, we're going to fight. And then he's like, everybody make way, make room, and he starts stretching. And then Chuck Zito's like, and then he's down for the count. I was like, and from the stories I've heard,
oh, we lost?
Jean-Claude is literally the epitome of don't meet your heroes.
Right. But it seems like he didn't learn his lesson because, what, like 2017 now, he's like, JDF, you need to apologize to me or come fight me.
Or
like,
he's just going to get...
Nah, son, that ain't... Look.
He's going to get pinned against
like,
the wall
right.
with his fucking... with like, his JDF's forearm in his throat.
JDF was pretty much like... You sure you really want to do this? Like, I mean,
yeah.
Had him in a lock. Like, do you really want to do this? He froze up. Like,
yeah. And having met Jason David Frank, now I know that he's a pretty cool guy.
And me met Jason David Frank, but not even being in line, so just standing there.
Well, I know that, it's like
that was the best though. That was Richmond, oh, you were at the Richmond Comic
Con.
Yeah,
I was there.
Yeah.
You went to line there because I think you were like just waiting. I just went over there real quick to say something else. Jason David Frank comes out.
He
like,
comes out periscoping everybody.
I'm just right there, like, hey. And then, like, towards the end, like, he went.
He did point me out because I was, like, the one guy cosplaying as him.
But, and what I also like, though, is when, like, you went to meet Paige also from the WWE. And then I'm just looking at Art, and Paige just comes up right next to me, like, hey.
Well, yeah, I was right there, too. When she did that, I was like, I hate you, Josh. I had to wait for the people I wanted to meet, and then you freaking just like, you're just in the right place at the right
time.
I'm
like the Forrest Gump of conventions.
But the last time I met Jason David Frank, you know, I told him about the whole debacle of trying to meet him the first time at Otakon, and Otakon screwing me.
What year was that?
2012. Yeah, because Otakon was a complete cluster, and basically a lot of people got screwed out of being able to meet him. And I was one of them. I told him the whole thing, and then he's like, hey, you want to take a picture? Or when I told him about that, because I guess he kind of felt a little bad about that.
Yeah.
Because I guess that might have been a recurring theme. But yeah, he was like, he took the picture with me for free, because like that's on his like his board of like stuff that you could like grab.
Pay for.
Right. And I was like, that was really cool because he didn't have to do that.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
I was getting something signed by him anyway.
Right.
So, you know, he's just like a... He seems like he's pretty cool to his fans.
Yeah,
and he
really
appreciates them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so far with that whole Don't Meet Your Heroes thing, I've lucked out because, like, got to meet Shawn Michaels.
And he was great.
And he was super nice.
Yeah.
Got to meet Chris Jericho, who was super nice. Which, I've heard stories about Jericho being a dick. But he was super nice to us. Like
I would have never have known.
Yeah, because remember, like, he kept messing up that picture with me on purpose.
Yeah.
It was just, he was just making funny faces. Like, oh, I sneezed.
I just
fuck! There's my lifeless body.
Yeah, you. I love the ragdoll physics.
Oh,
I'm dead.
It looks so real.
And then Shawn Michaels was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Who else have we met? The only thing, like, luckily Sean didn't really know because he was too young. We met DeSean Jackson, now with the Tampa Bay Bucks, then with the Redskins.
Mm.
He was just sitting there just signing autographs, not giving a shit. And that's fine. Like, I walk up as a middle-aged guy. Don't give a shit about me. I don't care about that because I was only there because Sean wanted to meet him.
Right.
But, like, at least, like, I would say, like, with the kids, you know, interact.
Right.
Yeah. Like, Randy Orton, from what you told me.
Oh, yeah, Randy Orton. And he's not even, like, a dude that I care about.
Yeah.
But he was, like, just super cool, like, just interact, like, Sean and then Landon, my buddy Harrison's, Harrison's been on the Super Bowl show with us.
Yeah.
His son, like, just, we're asking a million questions, and Randy Orton couldn't be nicer.
Yeah. Honestly, after you told me that story, that actually completely changed my mind.
Yeah, because that made me start to like Randy Orton, too. Like, and I've heard things about Randy Orton being a dick.
Oh yeah,
but like I said, and like there was a kid.
I think that was him being young.
I think that was somebody like, not even like a kid, just like a disabled person that looked like a quadriplegic.
Yeah.
And like the whole thing, like you could only get like one thing signed. So and Randy Orton was up on a stage.
Right.
This quadriplegic kid was like in the back of the line.
Uh-huh.
Randy brought him up first. Helped him up on stage and signed every single thing that kid had.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. And, like, totally changed my perspective on Randy Orton because I really didn't care about Randy Orton as a wrestler or anything like that beforehand. But, yeah, after that experience, I was like, this dude's super cool.
Yeah, and, like, every time I hear, like, an interview with him, it reflects. Like, I feel like the stories that you hear about him might have been
when he was younger.
When he was young and dumb, and you know,
when
we're all young, we're all dumb, and we don't do stupid stuff.
And he was probably caught up in it.
Yeah,
you know
right. he was in a position where he's pretty much getting his ass kissed by everyone.
Right.
So that'll go to your head.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things where he had to grow up some, probably.
Yeah, and that happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So like, and he was young when he started in the WWE.
He was
the youngest champ ever.
Yeah.
So I mean, with that being said, it's like, so you're the youngest WWE champ ever. Like, and when Vince puts that belt on you, that's Vince saying, "Hey, I want you to be the top guy in my company."
Right.
Yeah.
So I mean, that also has got to go to somebody's head too.
Oh right? Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So. Oh, definitely. So it's like, yeah, meeting Randy Orton. He was a super cool guy, super cool to the kids. That's all I care about.
As long as you're cool to the kids.
I don't really give a shit. Like me being my age and I'm meeting like a wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm mid-30s. You know, like whatever.
Yeah, it's
sign my autograph. Move me along.
Right? Yeah, you
that's
know, it's
fine.
Like,
I don't
a little
care.
Bit of chit chat is cool.
Because
with me.
I've told this to Nelson before. I don't think I've ever said it to you. I don't really give a shit about autographs or anything like that. Like. Granted, meeting Shawn Michaels, Chris Jericho, guys who I don't like.
Yeah, that's a little bit different.
That was
a
little bit different.
Yeah.
Like, especially Shawn Michaels, because my son is named Shawn. He is named after Shawn Michaels.
Yeah,
right.
And a lot of people might like talking to people and like pretend away from that. No, not me. It's like, I tell people, it's like, I wanted to name him Shawn Michael. his mother wouldn't allow that. She let me have Shawn, but not the Shawn Michael part. So it's just kind of like.
So well, now you have to meet Sean Patrick Flannery.
Yeah. So it's just one of those things. Like, yeah, that was my boyhood idol. I was a very quiet, shy kid before Shawn Michaels, and it was his character that got me out of my shell. like that it became this arrogant piece of shit that I am today.
A man brought you out of your shell?
Yeah. No, it was just idolizing his character is what got me like out of my shell. I was like, oh, yeah. I can be like that, like because like you know when you go to the doctor as a kid, they'd like, oh, you're gonna be like this tall, probably weigh this much, this is the percentile. I was supposed to be about 6'2", which I am, between 200 and 220 pounds, which is what the doctors were projecting for me. Shawn Michaels, 6'2", 215. So that was right about what I was supposed to be. So because of that, that's what made me...
Isn't that right about what you're at now?
Yeah, I'm 6'2", 215, yeah, with the bulking. So because of that, that's what really got me... becoming a huge Shawn Michaels fan.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so getting to meet him and stuff like that was a blast. And him being super cool to us and everything like that. That was also, like, really good.
Didn't you meet DiBiase a few years ago?
Oh, Ted DiBiase was the nicest guy.
Was he?
And that's not even like he was, like, a hero of mine. I just always liked Ted DiBiase as a villain because I just thought as the Million Dollar Man.
Oh, he had the greatest laugh in WWE.
I just thought he was the coolest villain.
Yeah.
So, so meeting him was really cool just because, like, just meeting one of the, like, and I even told him, like, when I met him, I was like, dude, like, of all the bad guys in the WWE, you were the one who worried me the most. I thought you were gonna buy up everybody. That was his thing for a while. Like,
yeah, it was. Yeah,
he had the $1 million corporation, and he would just buy superstars. Like, one minute somebody would be like a babyface good guy,
and all of a sudden, 1-2-3 Kid is siding with the $1 million.
Yeah, it was just like, what?
What's happening? And Tatanka, so, like, no.
Yeah, Tatanka, another guy like white meat babyface.
Yeah,
and so DiBiase got a kick out of that when I told him that. And he was just super cool. In fact, the best part was he was there at the Potomac Nationals game to throw out the first pitch. And instead of throwing out the first pitch, he paid one of the Nationals to throw out the first pitch for him. In true DiBiase style.
Oh, I love it.
It's just like...
Did they play his theme song when he did
that? They did. Oh, nice. When he came out, I was like, money, money, money. And he did the laugh after he paid the National player to throw out the first pitch for
That'd
him.
That'd be the best part.
Oh, it was fantastic. Like, and I just loved it, like, that he was totally in character.
Oh, once
again, because, like, signing autographs, super nice to everybody, because he's a born-again Christian, like, he is, like, straight up, like, just super all-around nice, good guy
in real
life. I don't know how to evade that!
Oh, no! Do a barrel roll!
Right. Yeah, I know. So, but yeah, once he got on the field, he was just straight up heel DiBiase. It was the best. As a kid of the 90s and the 80s, I loved it. So, that dude, I like how after he killed me, he just crashed. So, that's cool. Oh, I can be one of these? Let's be one of these gunships.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's like, I've gotten lucky with Don't Meet Your Heroes kind of thing like that. Cause
Like,
and I met Daryl Green when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And Daryl Green is literally the nicest guy ever. So the story about meeting Daryl Green is, so he was going to be at a local bar or restaurant, signing autographs, stuff like that. And my dad knew the owner of the bar. He's like, oh yeah, he's going to be sitting at this table. So we sat at the table near him, just to be right there. And the radio station tried to move us because they didn't want to sit at the table right behind him. So then Daryl Green goes, okay, cool, and moved us to his table. So we got to have dinner with Daryl Green.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and he was just super cool and nice to me and my sister. And this was like 90, 91.
Right.
So I'm not even 10 yet, and Shelly's like 6 or 7.
Yeah,
I'm 7 really or 8.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we're just like flabbergasted kids, just starstruck, and Daryl Green just being just super cool to us and everything like that.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, so I've never really like had that unluck.
I don't think I've ever really had that luck either. The only exception would be when he was not a hero of mine. I just went because he was there, and Kevin really wanted his autograph. It was Virgil. When he was at Potomac Mills,
yeah,
doing a personal appearance, looking sad as hell with his table in front of Auntie Anne's pretzels, and no one was there except for me on my 20th birthday, having to pay $15 for a fucking autograph to get a coupon from Tommy Hilfiger signed for Kevin.
Wow.
And then, freaking, the funniest part of that, though, is like, so he's signing the picture, which I have actually framed because I paid for it. I'm going to fucking frame it and put it up on my wall. He cited it. He's like, and I was like, yeah, I was just chit-chatting with him. Yeah, it's my birthday today. He's like, so are you going out to get laid tonight? And then I turn, and there's this guy with his, like, 3-year-old son. I was like, we both see the son, and we're like, oh, oops.
So more fun stuff about that. So if you go to deadspin.com, they've got, like, articles written of people's stories with Virgil.
Really?
Yeah, just like experiences with Virgil.
Yeah, it's funny. It's hilarious, and it's actually there are people who have worse stories than mine. And I actually
all right, tell you, that officer kind of looks like Shawn Michaels.
Actually, it does with no hair.
Yeah, without long hair.
Yeah, without long hair, it actually does kind of look like Shawn Michaels. Maybe it's his dad. Because his dad kind of looks like that.
Dad was an officer in the Air Force.
Yeah, I mean, his dad kind of looked like that.
But,
it is.
So you get to meet any of your heroes?